You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. I'm not going to introduce you now.
It's Todd.
No.
Todd Atkins?
It's not Todd Atkins.
Who is it?
It's the person who goes, what?
That could be you.
It could be. It could be. So New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
Do you ever...
thrive.
Does your wife say, like you say that sometimes in your sleep?
No.
I bet you roll over every once in a while about 3 a.m. And
you know, I am a talker, though.
Resources.
I am a talker. Yeah, I talk when I sleep. I don't sleepwalk.
I sleepwalk.
And you know what? Do you have a memory foam mattress?
No.
Okay, so we bought this memory foam topper. Yeah. It was either do we get a new mattress or do for like, what is it, $500,000, whatever?
Yeah.
Or do you just buy a mattress topper at Costco for $100? So we bought it. And you know, Costco is great because you can return anything. So we bought it. And after I put it on my bed, it was like, oh yeah, this is fantastic. But the problem is getting up. Because it's memory foam. Like, it's hard to turn because you're like perfectly sunk in. So that's probably why I don't sleepwalk.
I have forever. And I also sleep
forever
sometimes.
You sleepwalk?
Yeah, I sleepwalk. And I sleep with my eyes open sometimes too.
Yeah. That's
not
freaky.
like bright wide eyes, but like open enough that you're like,
yeah,
he's staring at me. Yeah. This is really weird and awkward.
Well, before we get into our question for today, I want to read a review from dclark0224. And dclark0224, if you send me email, daniel@newchurches.com, or hit me up on Twitter, then we will send you a Moleskine notebook and pen. But here's your review. Thank you, !5 stars. And this is what he said. Thank you for having a 15-minute podcast with so much depth.
You're welcome, D. Clark. That's how we do.
That's how we do. That is fantastic. Well, yeah. So
hey,
D.
you know
Clark.
What? And I got one for everybody else. Here's a free gift. The next time you're at a conference or an event, or if you're in Chicago and you see him walking down the street, just you get a free hug from Ed Stetzer. Just go walk right up to him. Give him a big hug. He will love that.
Yeah, this podcast was endorsed by Ed Stetzer. See, that sounded official, right?
It did.
Yeah, it was
totally.
His stamp. It's like the whole political commercials.
Micro machines.
Micro machines.
That's the guy that used to talk really fast.
Hey, when I was consulting a church this last week on Leadership Pipeline, we were there 2 days doing our thing. And they, in that room, was an actual typewriter.
What?
It was amazing. But you know what I had forgot? Because I used typewriters before, but I didn't realize how deep the keys were.
Like, you can't like just, how you had to press. Yeah, you can't just lightly.
Really deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In order for the lever or whatever that, you know, whatever you call it.
That's why people's forearms have gotten so much smaller.
Now, is that correlation
Look at pictures.
Or causation?
Look at pictures. People 40 years ago, massive forearms. And we look like T-Rexes now.
Oh, T-Rex. Well, in light of that, let's listen to a question.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for what you're doing. This is Sam Choi from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Again, wanted to ask about administrative assistants. I have ADD, and from what I understand is that the majority of church planners have ADD. With that said, administration isn't our greatest gift. What would you say to someone who's going to plant and doesn't feel very strong in their ability to sort through all the emails, but also go through a lot of the technical things that you have to do regarding legal documents, bylaws, and so forth? Having an administrative assistant seems like a worthy investment so that I can focus my time with unbelievers and leadership development. What are your thoughts on that? Thanks so much.
All right. Well, Sam, I don't know what church planner assessment you did, but church planners have to be administrative. They got to be like,
yes,
but most aren't.
Well, yeah. It doesn't matter. You got to do what you got to do when you got to do it.
No, for sure. No, but you're right, Sam. And no diss on, I don't know what church planner assessment you use. No diss on that. But you're right. Most church planners aren't. right? They aren't. And I love how you ended it, because your heart is you want to spend time with leaders in the lost, right? One of the things we talk about on the podcast. But things got to get done, right? You got to execute.
You've got to be competent.
Yeah.
In some stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it's okay that that's not your strength, mm-hmm. but you have to be competent in it or you won't be able to lead.
Yeah.
Leadership is not about having leaders and followers. Leadership is about getting things done.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a position or it's a responsibility.
Now, if you go straight to delegation and to that S4 quadrant, then what's going to happen is things aren't going to get done. And when they're not done, it's not your administrator's fault. I mean, partially it is, but it's actually going to be your fault, right? Because you are the church planner. So part of getting things done is saying, hey, you know what needs to get done and you're going to have that ownership, but maybe there's someone else who's going to complement your areas, complement the weaknesses. So I actually know someone who, what they did, instead of the traditional, hey, there's going to be a pastor and then there's going to be the church planter and then they're going to be hire a part-time administrator and maybe a part-time children's director. It was actually two guys that co-planted together. So they didn't hire administrator. They didn't hire a children's person. Yeah. It was just two guys. And one was more the lead teaching pastor and the other was the executive pastor. Now that obviously presents issues when it comes to hiring a children's pastor or whatnot. Yeah. But what they were able to actually do is say, hey, I'm more administratively executive pastor oriented and I'm more discipleship, leading teaching pastor oriented. So they've had to make the strategic trade-off accordingly, but they had to figure out how they're going to get things done.
I think that's a really strong play because many times people aren't good with both people and details. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that if you're a details person, you can be a sociopath.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean if you're a people person that you can just, let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly.
It means that, some people have more of a strength in one area than another, and you need to shore up your weaknesses because your level of competency in those weaknesses really helps determine the level of leadership that you can ultimately attain, in mm-hmm. my personal opinion.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, one of the things that we put into place, 10 years ago in looking at some ministry team type functions. So ushers, greeters, parking, we had, Sunday teams. And so we had a administrative coach and a relational coach. Mm. Because what we were finding is some of the couples that led ministries had some of the best leaders and volunteers. And we're like, why is that? Well, one typically was a little bit more people oriented and one was more administrative. Mm. And that wasn't, it didn't matter what gender it was. It was just the way it kind of happened.
Yeah.
And so, they were fun. Mm-hmm. So they were social. They had community and they got stuff done.
Yeah.
It was great. And so in doing so, we said, okay, when we don't have a couple leading, we still need a two people focused on this.
Yeah.
And it really helps, when people go on vacation or, you lose one, you still have some redundancy there, some backup.
Yeah. The other thing that I'd say is if you hire an assistant, which is an okay idea, depending on your budget, right? You can either hire someone within your congregation or you can actually, there are like e-assistant.
EA Helps.
Yeah, EA Helps.
Is one of our friends that does it.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of services out there that'll actually help you from a distance, and you don't have to pay them benefits. You don't have to have an office for them on site, or there's none of that. But it's more someone who's going to help you. You're actually contracting out some of that administrative assistance. But I would not go there immediately. I would actually say, hey, look at developing a leadership pipeline, and see if there's anyone within your church, maybe who is not with, doesn't have a job, or maybe there's a stay-at-home mom and she doesn't want, she has kids and she doesn't want to go back to work, but she's very administratively, she doesn't want to go back to work outside the home because her husband brings enough money in and she wants to help and she wants to be a part of the church plant, then maybe she's willing to, at the beginning, to actually help out with some of the setup stuff and be a, just as a way to serve the body. And then maybe as the church continues to grow and if she's open to it, then you bring her on part-time or whatnot. But there's, yeah, instead of just immediately saying, I'm going to hire this or I'm going to pay for this, how can you develop leaders who can shore up and be a complement, have you, where you can have a complementary partnership with that in your areas of weaknesses?
Good deal.
Yeah.
I would just say one last word of caution. If you do hire one person, be sure that you are really, really healthy if it's just you and a female staff person.
Yeah, completely.
Because that can get sideways really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. There definitely has to be those boundaries and the accountability and all that in place before you do that. Good stuff. Well, thank you for listening in to this episode. Be sure to go to newchurches.com/courses to learn more about all the courses that we have in addition to our Plus membership. And once again, Sam, I forgot to say this, but actually, if you join Plus membership, then you actually will get a church planning prospectus, budgets, finances, templates, all of that stuff is a part of your membership. So that can actually help get you going on a lot of those administrative functions as well. So be sure to check us out next time.